Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hello, and welcome to the Lady First Club of Common G's Elementary School here on Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and as we await the young ladies of the First Ladies Club, they have to be released from their class and come downstairs because we will be recording live from Common G's Elementary School. So as they make their way downstairs from class, we are going to give you a little listening music in support of young women everywhere. And we will begin with a message to my girl from HBO Deaf poet Chanel Gabriel.
Hands together for Chanel.
Call the message to my girls. Keep your heads up and your skirts down. Girls that'll be seen, not heard, so I better not hear but sounds. Cause your legs, cross your ankles, shut your mouth when you chew. Do as I say and not as I do. And you will bloom into a woman. My mother implanted these seeds to assist me in blooming into a lady. But evidently, these same seeds have not been planted into today's soil. Like water mixing with oil, words choosing to blend into young minds. Signs of last days and times where young men shall be lovers of themselves and young women lovers of everything but themselves. Whether it be material wealth or baby fat belts. Whether it be coming and getting her groove on or putting some Prada shoes on. In no other name but the mighty name of fashion. Rick check CBT cards given in rations to chicks who spend their pay on the latest fashion update. They strive to gain the whole world, yet lose their young souls, because they never learned how cold that winter was, or how it pays to be more careful. And we've all heard tales that should have made them more fearful. Alas, I see thoughts from their youth, uncouth and chains loosed in the world, and I'm talking about these little girls, I want to call them young ladies. But to see them on the 2 train and the B80, I have to wonder. Does self-love stop when training bras come, or class and self-esteem leave when they begin to bleed, slowly leaking the innocence they embodied, losing the love that they had in themselves? Don't they know too much BET is bad for your health? Constantly watching pornographic portrayals again, it on and popping, booties dropping, former models now copping, Bob's Video Vixen Award. Imagine getting an award for being a video whore. Like that's something you'd want to be. With little kids and teen parties acting like little Kim trainees. Realize the only difference between a dub and a lap dance is you do all the work and it's for free. Know every single song on MTV, but can't tell me the equivalent of 3 times 3. Can't read more than a Word Up magazine. Wonder why our kids go to lowest on the SATs, 10 p.m. on a school night, and they still run in the streets. Men's gonna be saying, ooh, pick me. Pimp me, please, because all I see is young girls and grown men's faces equivocating love with attention in their mind. Love equals physical affection, and this is an infection that's spreading faster than any disease. The way our preteens sell their chastity with ease, and Satan doesn't go blow for blow, he just goes straight for the throat. And he knows that our budding generation is our only hope. So while we promote premature growth and pro-choice pregnancies, possibly the prelude to premeditated aborted leaders with lasting legacies, we may simply end the spirit of us, and our tomorrow may never be. So come together, my sisters and brothers. Know that you ought to be your daughter's first lovers. Teach them to forget the masses, to value their classes over how big their asses, to value self-respect over obtaining temporal objects, to be not conformed to this distorted, pain-stricken world, but to be just what they are, young girls. And let the seeds be planted. Focus on growing what's internal. The external will bloom later, but the internal is the only thing that is eternal. And let no man take their crown. Remind them to keep their heads up and their skirts down. Down.
Great job.
Down.
if you could, we ask you, you notice the aromatic tea from Vietnam, sweetened with delicious organic tea. That's Africa. And it be poured into the beautifully designed and comforting tea bowl. You might snuggle up to the soft fuchsia pillow from India on the couch. The conversation's so good, we light a couple of candles from the American North. We become friends. We share some beauty secrets and favorite products. We take care of each other. And with that particular gift that women have, we make each other stronger, happier, better, and more beautiful. We like to bring you joy. We like to bring you joy. You deserve it. It's our soul purpose. Please join Soul Purpose this Saturday nationwide for our national launch celebration. We will be launching, celebrating our national launch at a city near you across the United States. Find out what city you may attend the launch in your area. Please call 1-888-846-9811. The number is 1-888-846-9811. As our special guest, everything is free. You are our special guest. But please let them know that you all have been invited by Kaplan, Taylor, Adam, 1746, from Soul Purpose Tuesday on Master Real Radio. That's Kaplan, Taylor, Adam, 1746. And that's for the Soul Purpose National Launch Celebration at a city near you. So find out. It's going on this Saturday, April 12th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. across the nation. Saturday, April 12th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. across the nation at a city near you. Find out which city in your area. Please call 1-888-846-9811. We'll give you the closest location and a phone number to the address and RSVP. You are a special guest. Please come out and bring us home with you. We'd like to give you joy. Remember, you deserve life. Oh, Saturday, April 12th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Join us for the celebration.
The kids on the block show respect by dressing her as OG, giving her free dime bags of weed. They gotta show love because she is in her 60s. Save the baby. I can't save little girl. Auntie taught me how to trick a fool, taking for his G's. Be that hoochie coochie, go digging tease. Keeping up with the fashion, always staying sassy. If dude had no cheese, throw five fingers in his face and spit, nigga, please. Roll my neck and say you wish you could afford me. Save your baby. I ain't saved myself, and I ain't saved because my elders won't change. They keep sucking their ways. I was allowed to sell crack rock in the back of my mom's spot while she peeped for the cops with an all-chrome Glock. And if it all went well, we go to the club and celebrate my Johnny Henny double shots. I can't save your son, but my daddy was a bum. Hit mommy's skins and run, out before the first year of pendency begun. Now little boys think it's no fun if they homies can't have none. They looking to come, look at the outcome. All that he's thinking and moving is done. Left a whole generation of bastard daughters and sons. You asking me to save the baby? These those upbringings, Well, I have a question for you, Elvis. Generation. We have no values, no traditions, no sense of African religion. You too bad take on Malcolm's advice and fight for our lives, the lives of the children. See us seeds, we baby seeds, need mommy and daddy. Grandmommy and granddaddy is called a family. We can only do what we see, and we see you deal with perpetration and hypocrisy. We see you with 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 different baby mama, different baby daddies. We see you guys on the phone talking about Regina, Tina, Jim. How many times y'all hear it now? Why he keep going back in, girl?
Okay.
Well, how about these three? I love you. Always dream big. You are special. You're so sweet. Do your best. Since having you, I am blessed. But you keep blaming me for the reason your life is a mess. Don't be pressing me about saving these babies. That's why I stay stressed with bags under my eyes and a bruised chest. I know too many kids in Philly who can't pass a simple grammar test. I know too many kids in Jersey who ain't ate yet. I know too many kids in Harlem who ain't been hugged yet. So I'm taking this challenge solo so I can make more dough to hand out fee checks. Every time I try to make a change, too many black feet be pressed against my neck. And every 6 hours I gotta pop prescription pills because I'm so damn depressed. Not to mention, I'm homeless. I sold everything in my rest. I'm now sleepless. So I could try to save these babies like me had no guidance. Cause after the first round, you dropped out the race and let the system raise it. So we keep a court case while you smile in the judge's face and tell the reporters, we're such a disgrace. I mean, I don't know what's going on with these kids these days. I'm tired of talking. Plus it's getting late. And when the baby's in the bed asleep, this gives me just enough time to revise my plan and try harder for them in the morning. But Elders, I'm still a baby. Who gon' save me? This is how the formula's supposed to be. I look up to you, then they'll look up to me. So when I try my pen in the morning, I know it can work because I follow such a great lead. But you have no faith in me. So sometimes I feel like I can't. I can't.
Keep my head up high, that's what Miss Glover say. If we had more people their fathers so they could teach them how to be a man. So even blind people see the plan. Understand?
I was told so was never missing till it's gone. But once it's gone, there's no more holding on. Cause it's slow. She was like a mom to me. But now she's gone and made me instantly see there's a struggle. Try to survive when these children she's still stay alive. And violence is killing me. A lot of souls, a lot of guys. We gotta be a lot of souls, a lot of guys.
Be a whole new Philly with a drugs and dealing. Where we live in peace, no ranking women and children. A better hood be living. Where we can walk free. I can walk past the alley, you don't smell like pee. I wanna see a lot change, tell me how can it happen. We gotta save our street, put the message in rapping. I need to be that change as the days is passing. Might see that change with positive action.
There's a lot of young men with no fathers in their lives. So that's why they let guns come into their lives. Grow up to be Ikes and beat up on their wives. Men show the wrong path, this is a ain't wise. Ain't nobody cares, stalk a man calm. Body dropping down every day like flies. Men need to step up cause I know it's about time. Cause Philly's in the limelight right now.
We need to see some change on our streets. So
come together, we are brothers and sisters. Come together, let us all rise and try to make it better for our young children. Shine your light live forever.
My generation dying, can you blame us for being misled by these so-called gangsters, drug dealers and thugs that tote they bangers? Kids live in households full of so much anger. It's so much danger because of this gunplay. A fatherless daughter was born on Monday. My uncle just got locked up on Sunday. But it's safe in Philadelphia, it's gonna be one day.
It's a war going on outside, we gotta change now. Can't do a lot of nothing if we cage down. It's either that or we put in the box. My brother gone,
coming back.
My mom say not, he ran away.
Where he at?
The news say shot, but what? I was told he had to get at some cheddar. Getting money get you killed and I'll be broke forever. This a hard life we living, that's all make it better. No money, but we talking about cheese and ice. Try to get a real job, can't read and write. My little sister getting hungry, eating beans and rice. No, this was never that life I chose. Thanks to Jay and all Grant, none is like I hold.
They say real soldiers gon' die, they rest in peace. So this is for my man Pat, now deceased. Understood in the hood that he was good. Stayed on his grind, y'all. Did what he should. I don't even understand what was going on. With the bang of six shots, he was instantly gone. So I pour out my soul on these beats. And thank God I can walk through these streets to one piece. Is this the future that's for me? Now I notice that a change starts with me. Cause I'm young, I'm the future, and I hold the key. Grow up, be a role model like other Kali. Better yet, I'm a soul model, that's my GP. Young buck, greater purpose, aka Reese. And the difference in these streets.
Hello everyone, my name is Donna McKeithen and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
What we gonna do, the music can't get through, it's all we put it through. Or what we stand to lose when we don't hold it correctly. Use it for status and money. What we gonna do, the music gotta move, it feeds our spiritual. So bring back the groove, cause some of us are struggling, waiting. What we gonna do, the music can't get through, it's all we put it through. Or what we stand to lose when we don't hold it correctly. Use it for status and money. What we gonna do, the music gotta move, it feeds our spiritual. So bring back the groove, cause some of us are struggling and waiting.
press play, flip your flow, change your beat, move your beat, wait, bring it back, play that track, play the track, wait, record spin, record fade, trade hands, jumping in, wait, shake the face, juggle bait, juggle beat, that beat, now wait, everybody move, lyrics to smoky room, artist move, message does too, beat comes through, can't wait, hustles on the mind, artists doing time, minds locked, bodies locked, music can't stop, we let the beat drop, wait, more people coming through, so we open up the space, but we're in a different place, wait, it's half past two, we all found the moon, hips make moon shapes, arms draw stars, we listen, repeat, don't think, stop now, wait, we gotta listen, bring it, take it, don't stop it, wait. What happened to the music where we all came longing? Peace makes sweet, the beat made we. And with sound, we became energy. All souls focused on the task at hand. Raise palms so we could touch heaven again. Had church in the aisles, the DJ saved our lives. Ministers in our own right. Called souls to let go. Let the music take hold, but wait. Things done change, music done change. We're all rearranged, we don't move the same. The room got smaller, the charge got taller. It's more than the beat, now the artist got me. Where's the DJ to repeat? Where's the DJ to repeat? Press play, flip your flow, change the beat, move your feet. Move your way, yeah. Bring it back, play the track, vocals in. Away, yeah. Record spin, record fade, trade hands, drum again. Away, yeah. Shake the bass, shuggle bass, that beat, repeat, now press play on the good old days when it wasn't about record plays but playing records based on what they had to say. Now any tunes will do and artists buy airtime instead of paying their dues. Now they say you gotta flip your flow because people want something to listen to on the dance floor. Who cares if it's from the heart, if it sparks young girls gyrating to the beat? Who cares if they change the beat and digitalize, commercialize, marginalize the listening public because they believe when the beat's hot, that's all that matters to bring in the numbers that make you move your feet to the nearest music store or free downloads for a chance to raise your definition of good music from your memory. But wait, there who some who can't forget. Bring it back, the music that we spent hours listening to, taping the lyrics off a late night radio. Play that track where they say, when they reminisce over you, my God, and pray that they pull the spin. Come back and rewind again, the time of live instruments, the DJ and his two tables, wax that can be CD recorded, and add the vocals in, not the overdub process package singing that award Grammys to beauty queens rather than singing ability. When flowing about street cred was summed up with a shout out, not someone getting taken out. But wait. Before something fades away, we gotta let the record spin. The old school joints that make us throw our hands in the air, giving praise to the DJ, give thanks for the honest vocalist, make room for the up-and-coming spoken word artist. Flip the fade on labels deciding which sound should be favored. Turn the sound up on the underground so we can spread this music around. Let the music trade hands, save the tricks for the turntablist. Let artists have a chance at having a say in their own business. The future awaits in independent labels and internet music, so come again. Press play, flip your flow, change the beat, move your feet away, yeah. Bring it back, play that track, pull the spin, vocals in, away, yeah. Record spin, flip the fade, trade hands, come again, away, yeah. Shake the fade, juggle beat, let this beat repeat. We can't afford to wait.
What we gonna do, the music can't get through with all we put it through. Or will we stand to lose when we don't hold it correctly?
Okay. We're going to listen to Gotta Roll. And in the meantime, we will be connecting with Common G School within about 2-3 minutes.
While you are black intellectuals trying to integrate, white oppressors annihilate black people, black countries, black future. Do you really want freedom while preachers teach them to lean not to thine own understanding while rocking away into death? Fake soldier boys or American gangsters fill prisons due to ignorance. No time left. Get free or die trying, cause we gotta roll.
I gotta roll. I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I gotta roll.
I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know.
Move me a old lock,
lockdown, burn it down, get them out. Rap Brown lockdown, it's a wretch to turn it out. The gin of six, Halliburton getting rich. Marcus did some stuff with a snap, crack, a pop, pop, drop and lock. Boom. White supremacy oppressing you and me. Real, no time for no blame with no answer on my chest. So watch me shoot at this for my people being oppressed.
I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. I gotta roll. I'm trying to catch up on my freedom, you ain't know. We trying to set our people.
All right. Now, as we prepare, we're going to bring the young ladies from the First Ladies Club online. And as we prepare for the First Ladies Club of Common G's Elementary School, we're going to listen to some of Whole Woman by Master Griot Artist Rhapsody. That's RHAPSOD capital E. And you have been listening to... We started out with a message from our girls from Atria Deaf Poet Chanel Gable, which was followed by Can't Save the Babies by Master Griot Artist Queen from Atlanta with her upcoming show in Decatur, Georgia's April 25th, Open Scars. Look it up online. Then we went on to Wait, also by Rhapsody. Before Wait, there was Silly Can Be, which is a collective piece done by God, G-O-D, Power Movement, God Power Movement Productions, as well as J.R. Grassroots Artists, Tox Burner, and Rita. And that's Silly Can Be. Okay? And now we're going to close out this set, and as we bring them online, with Whole Woman by Master Griot Artist Rhapsody.
I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? I have so much to do. I need help. I'm not doing something right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. I want to be a whole woman. A whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I wanna be a whole woman. A whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential of me for some rainy day, as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth, if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith. And to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication. And to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got, is not only useless but unwise, when God sees me wholly with his own eyes. When God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full...
All right, and now we are here live from Common G's Elementary School with the Ladies First Club.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're doing a different show today. We're doing a wraparound. And if those of you don't know what a wraparound is, it's just that we're talking about everything and anything. We're just letting our hair down today. So what we're going to do is that we're going to have the ladies club introduce themselves today. And today I'm going to be the host and basically ask the questions to the young ladies and they can respond with an answer, and then we're going to go vice versa. Okay? Starting at my left here.
Good day. My name is Nancy.
Good day. My name is Kelsey.
Good day. My name is Diana.
Good day. My name is Yvonne.
Good day. My name is Eliza.
Good day. My name is Nicole.
Good day. My name is Lisa.
Good day. My name is Gabriella.
Good day. My name is Monique.
And we also have someone else that's just sitting here observing. And young man, you want to say your name?
Yes,
Porter. And this is Zion Porter. Zion Porter, what grade are you in? Second grade. We're glad to have you just to take time out to come listen to us today with the Ladies First Club. Ladies, we're going to talk about some exciting things within our next half an hour because we are in the school and you all had to wait for lunch, so our show is we'll cut just a little in half today, but that's okay. First, I want to ask Nicole. Nicole, you just took some major tests here in the school. Can you please just tell us what that testing was?
The PSSA.
The PSSA?
Yes.
And how do you think you did on the test?
I think I did pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yes.
That's great. And during the testing, did you find anything that was a little difficult for you?
Not really.
Not really? Oh, well.
I found it was a couple things.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Nancy. It was some things difficult on the PSSA. Most of it was in math. Reading was easy for me, but it was math that was making my brain go a little crazy.
Good day. My name is Kelsey. The PSSA was pretty easy, but I had a little trouble on the reading part. The math part was fine. I think I did pretty good. And the writing, my hands just start getting cramped up.
Why? Because the testing was long or was just hard to comprehend?
It was just a little challenging for you, just to make you feel like, what do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of them trying to give you step by step, it's time for you to go in by yourself. And that's but see, the writing, it was easy for me for some reason, because I understand what they were talking about. But on the math, my brain was like, no, don't do it.
Do it seem that the math was at a higher level for you?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay, let's just introduce ourselves before you start answering. Okay.
Well, the math was real easy. My name is Monique. Sorry.
Okay, Monique.
The math was the easiest part to me, but the reading, it was easy too. It was just like milder, probably. And like the writing, that was the best part because I got good handwriting and stuff. I had to write in pencil, and I don't write in pencil at all.
Oh, okay.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle. The reading was easy. It was easy. It was an A to me. But it was a mess. I did so wrong. I didn't get some of them. Some of them I just ain't get. I had to go it out. It wouldn't get the answer. I don't know why. I guess I keep on doing it. Finally, I got it, but, you know, it took some time.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Deva, and I think that the PSSA was really easy. I didn't think I ate it. I didn't have any problems. One, two questions that were hard, that were doing reading the multiple choice ones. I think everything just went by. And I think that we all get different. Some of us get different questions, and I think I got lucky because, wow, it was easy.
Hi, my name is Yvonne. The PSSA was kind of easy except on some math parts, only like two. Other than that, it was a breeze. The reading and the writing section, it was kind of easy too. Only had a problem on one section.
That's it? Okay. All right, the reason I asked you, young ladies, this question, it's because if we have any teachers that will be listening today, we're going to send out information for teachers. We really want them to hear this show in order to comprehend what our young people are going through when you give them a test such as this, just now, Sue. Nicole.
Yes.
How do you think that a teacher or the school system can better prepare you for taking a test like this?
Well, my teacher, Miss Wilmer, she took us through it, and she taught us the things that we needed to know, and some of the things that was going to be on this test, similar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she did give you a briefing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. So now we've talked about the educational aspect of wonderful test that you young ladies just completed. Now we also want to talk about things that are right here at home. And we're going to talk about some of the behaviors that you see of your peers. And we're going to talk about a little bit about peer pressure, dealing with this testing, the peer pressure that is on. Do you think that if your classmates that you're having doing this test with, and they're sitting next to you, like a young lady here that says, oh, I aced it, and then you're looking up, oh, the problem was rough, how did that make you feel? As far as trying to, do you try to achieve like your classmate, or do you just try to do the best that you can? And how does that peer pressure feel?
Hi, my name is Gabrielle. Like, if I did that to me, I would just try to like get my grades up or something, so I could say it to like, yeah, I did it too. So what? So we both did it.
But what I'm saying is, does that bring about peer pressure to you?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yes, it brings peer pressure, because if I see, like, when my friend, she says, oh, my goodness, I got an A, and I'm sitting there with a C, I'm like, then what am I going to get on my peers to say? She's sitting there with an A, and I'm sitting there with a D. And it makes me nervous, because I don't know what I'm going to get, and then that's why I try my best. But, see, I just have to work even harder.
So, in other words, if there is a piece of peer pressure, that you feel that little intense peer pressure, it makes you want to work a little harder?
Hi, my name is Louisa. I think that it doesn't make me want to work harder. I'm already working as hard as I can, and I really don't need anybody's score or what they had to make me do my best. I already do my best.
But what about those that are not as fortunate as you to do their best, that they're feeling the peer pressure. And sometimes you're going to understand why they're still with peer pressure. Because when you have someone sitting here like that and say, look, I don't need nobody to help me, nobody can help me achieve, I can do it, I ace it, blah, 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 blah. So.
Well,
maybe they need to try a little harder.
Maybe they need to try a little harder. Good answer.
Well, I do feel peer pressure when somebody say I got an A and not a B. It gets me nervous because I don't know what I'm going to get, and it's just putting too much pressure on me. But sometimes I just act like they not saying it, and act like I'm getting an A, and I'm just going to be determined to get a good score and keep working until I bring my grades up.
Cool. Then I'm going to ask another question. As far as testing, how do you think that this will help you? When we had a career day, how do you think, or do you think that this testing, doing the PSSA, would help you to get to college or help you deciding your career? How do you think that ties in with what's going to happen in the future in your life? We're going to go around the table.
Good day, my name is
Speak a little loud.
Good day, my name is Monique, and I think it will help you get into college, because if you get a high score, like an advanced or proficient on your PSSA, I think that will help you get into college, probably even get a scholarship, and like it will make it easier, well, not easier, but it make it like more better, I guess.
Good day, my name is Nancy. I think the PSSA will help you because it determines where you at when you go to a new school. Like, if you're on advanced reading, you're going to be in the highest reading group or proficient. But if you're on basic, then you're just going to go to a lowest reading group. And if you keep going on proficient and advanced, it's going to help you through all your different schools and all your different classes to help you be a better person when you go to college.
Good day, my name is Chelsea. I think the PSSA does get you into college. It determines what classes you go to, like the mentally gifted.
Okay.
Oh, hello, my name is Yvonne. I think it do help, the PSSA do help you go into college because, yeah, of course you want to know math and know how to count money and stuff and get a good job.
But if you keep working harder and harder and the PSSA helps you achieve your goals and helps you get into a college like Harvard if you score advanced or proficient, like,
Go ahead, finish.
I think it really does help us because we can get into Harvard or a good school out of the state and do something with our life and achieve our goals.
Good. Now I'm going to go around and ask the young ladies. We talk about goals and careers, and this, we're doing all this for a particular reason. We're going to go around. I just want you to tell me very briefly, what is it that you have for your, in mind or plan for your future goals? Okay, we're going to start here, and we're going to work our way around. Introduce yourself, and let's go.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle. Hi, my name is Gabrielle. I wanted to go to college, and once I grow up, I wanted to be a lawyer, because I love being a lawyer. My mom was a lawyer, and I liked how she worked and stuff, so I wanted to like be like her and be a lawyer.
Hello, my name is Lisa. When I get older, in fact, I want to go to school to be a doctor.
Any particular type of doctor? Pediatrician for children
Great.
Hi, my name is Nicole, and when I grow up, I want to be a hairdresser / a model and a doctor.
Wow. Hairdresser / a model and a doctor. That is really great. You're going to be very busy in college. Okay.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I think we should have backup things. At this age now, we should worry about it, but I think the day when you really should think about what you want is when you're coming out of college, because I have lots of choices, because there's a lot of things that
We want to know, what are your choices? What is it that you're planning? I know you have plans. You're very smart. So I want to know, what is your plan for yourself right now at this point? We can't talk about tomorrow, but right now at this point, what is it that you would like to be in your future? What do you see your future as?
I see my future as either being a doctor, something to help. I like to help people a lot, and especially children, because there's a lot of homeless kids around. You don't need to know.
Okay. Hi, my name is Yvonne. When I grow up, I want to be a singer, if not a doctor for kids, or an author, or even an actor, or a veterinarian.
Okay. And that's a good thing, because it goes back to what?
A doctor.
No, it goes back to what our previous host was saying, that at a certain age, you're trying to still figure it out. So, but you see the difference. There are some that have it right there. This is what I want to do. There are some that say, look, there is so much more that I want to do, and then I want to do this and add on. I think it's a great thing. Okay.
Good day. My name is Diana.
Speak up, please.
Good day. My name is Diana. I want to be a doctor.
What type of doctor?
Any kind of doctor.
Any kind of doctor. And why would you want to be any kind of doctor? What makes you right now at this point want to be a doctor?
I like doctors.
You like doctors? That's a good answer. Okay, that's good.
Hello, my name is Kelsey, and when I grow up, I want to go to college so I can be a veterinarian and an artist.
Okay.
Good day, my name is Nancy. When I grow up, I want to be a veterinarian because I love animals. I want to be an artist because I love to draw, and I want to be
go ahead. Okay. We'll come back to you. Remember, I'm going to get you on that one. Come back.
Good day. My name is Monique, and when I grow up, I would like to be a kindergarten teacher, and then I would like to retire and become a chef.
Wow. Okay. So how long do you think you're going to be a kindergarten teacher? For a couple of years, and then you want to retire?
Yeah, like 9 years.
9 years? That's pretty good. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Good day. My name is Nancy. I figured out my other one.
Okay.
I don't know how, but I just remember I want to be a teacher. But I want to be a kindergarten teacher.
A kindergarten teacher. That's great.
Hi, my name is Gabriel. I want to be a lawyer, but I also want to be an archaeologist or a singer.
Okay. Now, that's a beautiful thing. We have a lot of ideas and hopes and dreams of what we want to be. We know that we also cover how we're going to get there. Let's talk about personality. Do you believe that these positions that you just decide, careers that you want to take, paths that you want to take, do you believe that the your personality would hinder, or is that the perfect thing for you?
I would think that I would have to at least if I'm gonna work at a certain school that has needs a lot of help with the little kids, I would think that I'm gonna have to go to therapy before I go.
Why?
So I can deal with the kids.
That's good though.
And then I'll think I'll have my personality right, and when I become a chef, I'm really good with my hands, and if they want to compliment me, I'm that's the perfect thing.
So, we all chuckle, but in reality, if more teachers would go and get evaluated and get a little help or to make sure that they're in check before they go and try to look after other people's children, that we may get a lot resolved with that. So I think you're onto something, my sister. Okay.
Reason I like being an artist because I can express myself without saying it. I can draw, paint it, and being a veterinarian, it's just to see, my personality isn't good at this point right now. But, you see, I don't like when I see other people hurt, or even animals. That's why, because I have animals. I have a cat and a kitten, and I love them. And when I see them just sit, I start to tear up. So that's why I like being a veterinarian, because I like to help animals, make them feel good, make their owners feel good. And if I be a teacher, yes, the same thing. I have to go to therapy for the kindergarten. I'm sorry, but I have to go.
You have to go. Okay. All right.
As Nancy said, I would have to go I was going to be a veterinarian because I like animals. I even have toy animals that I take care of. I like put bandages on them and other stuff. And I do want to be an artist because I like to draw. And
okay. All right, everyone else froze up on me. I'm pointing and they're freezing up on me. Okay, let's go.
Hello, my name is Devon. I would love to be a singer because I love to sing all the time. I sing around my house in the bathroom, in the bed at night, and my brother's always telling me to shut up. And I love to be a veterinarian because I love animals myself, and I have a cat of my own. And I love to take care of it when it's sick and when it needs something to eat. And just to nourish it, even though she don't like me.
Okay.
And I love to be an author because I like to write about stories and just express myself.
Okay. All right, so we're gonna move on because we have only 10 more minutes. Remember, ladies, we got here late. But I want to ask Zaini, what is it that you see your future in? I know you're only in the second grade, but there's a goal that you had since you were in kindergarten. What's that?
I wanted to be an astronaut.
You wanted to be an astronaut?
Yes,
and
I could put the satellites and stuff.
Oh, come on up and talk to us. Let's get a little closer. You want to be an astronaut so you can do what?
Fix the satellites.
Fix the satellites. Wow. That is very awesome. You see, even at a young age, you see how dreams and goals, because he wants to be an astronaut. So they are encouraging things for him to be an astronaut. Okay, astronaut camp. This is where Zion will be going, to astronaut camp, because he wants to be an astronaut. So from encouragement, it was going to help you young ladies as you go through your next steps and your next phases in your life. When you leave Benjamin Common G School, this is where you have an outreach. You reach out to those to assist you. Now that we know your goals, now that we know your experience with grade testing, because we're going to wrap this up, like I said before, because we started a little late today. I'm going to go around the table once again, and we're going to go through these last 10 minutes that we have of you ladies expressing to others who may be listening to the show. Is there anything that you desire for, we can even say the universe, for yourself, for others? And I just want you to go around so people can understand why should they come and help the Ladies Club to continue this for years and years to come. We're going to start here. We're going to work our way around.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I just wanted to say, think about what you do before you do it and what you say, because it really will mess you up. Some people might say I do, but seriously, think about it.
Okay. Hi, my name is Yvonne. Well, I want to say to all the young people, if you join the Ladies Club at Kennedy, I want you to keep going on with it, because they don't want to, like, you'll teach your kids how important it was, and you want them to become a better person. And join this club, it changed my life. Trust me, it changed my life.
Jeremiah Thomas, room 104, please report to the office.
Okay, we have just 5 more minutes, and what I need is for you all to tell our listening audience what it is that they can do to contribute to help the Ladies Club continue.
Keep your body safe.
Okay.
You can come to the... Hello. Good day. My name is Monique, and you can come to the what we had was the career day. You can come there, and you come to all the events that we have in stuff like that, and you can have go to our website and like call in and talk to us.
Good.
I think you could do like if y'all wanted to take care of the world and nobody else help you clean up something like clean up. Like your own neighbor, like clean up your block or clean up the park or something. That's what we like to do.
Good day, my name is Lisa. I think that to help us, we should, y'all should come out to events that we had and call in on us while we do our radio show or just visit our website.
Good day, my name is Nicole, and what you should do to help the Ladies Club is come to Benjamin B. Comedies when we have special occasions and, see how we are, and then as you see and figure out our personality, you will like us a lot, and that will make you want to do things for us.
Great. Now, to our listening audience, as you just heard, we have all different interpretations and understandings, but one thing that all the young ladies are in one accord is helping others. Am I correct, ladies?
Yes. Yes.
Giving back to others?
Yes.
And also a message to our young ladies that are not in the Ladies Club, and I hope you can say it again.
Keep your body safe.
Keep your body safe. Keep your body safe. You can take that and go to a large realm, but since we are talking to young ladies, be careful. This is what they're telling you. Be careful of whom you date, who you see, who you speak to, who you talk to, the boys that you so-called thinking that likes you. What she's telling you is keep all that to yourself. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
That's the best advice that you can get. And I also like the goals that you all have. The Ladies Club is a beautiful ladies club, and this weekend we're all going to the Legs Against Arms race at St. Joseph's University, and we're also going to Atlanta. We're going to retreat in Atlanta in June. We're going to be letting you know at the next talk show that we do within the next 2 weeks. We're going to let you know how you can participate to help our young ladies get to Atlanta to a retreat. It's a purity treat, teaching our young ladies to stay pure until they find their perfect mate, that husband. So we're going to take them out. We're going to show them a good time, but we're going to need sponsorship. We're going to need help. We're going to do bake sales. We're just going to do so much to assist our young ladies to get into Atlanta. And also, there's a graduation present from me and you listening audience to our young ladies at the Ladies First Club. We want to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Would you appreciate your time and effort? Young lady, Zayn, we thank you, and we're about to sign out. Peace.
And bye.
Bye.
I can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I need help. I need to have something right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential of me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith, and to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication, and to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got is not only useless but unwise when God sees me wholly with his own eyes, when God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we seek God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me. A whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Amen.